I missed a day, and I almost missed the second day. You know, that's that bad when you start to slack off, then it becomes a habit of slacking, and, you get off the bandwagon. Well, it's not because I didn't think about it yesterday. It's weird. It's like I thought about it too much. That was the problem. I had ample time. I was in the car a lot yesterday. And I thought, well, what should I say? I should say something really important and profound. And so I was thinking, and then I ended up being home, and then I didn't do it. And then I thought, oh, I'll be out later. So then I went to the store later. And I would think, oh, I can do it now. Thinking and thinking. I didn't push the button. And then I ended up not doing it. And then today I'm driving home, I totally forgot. I got out of the habit. Like, oh, I got to do my blog post. But I didn't. I'm still driving on my way home from work. And so today I didn't even think about it. You just dial the number, make yourself do it. And I've noticed that same thing happens when I'm writing. And if you're writing a blog post or just writing anything, even a book, like I'm trying to do, I've noticed that, like, if I think too much about what I need to say or, you know, put it together, it just freezes me and I just can't do it. But if I just start writing, it's amazing what I can come up with. It's just like stuff just flows if I don't, you know, care how it flows. I've heard that from multiple resources, friends and people that are writing books and stuff, that just say you gotta just do free form writing and not think about it, and then later you come back and edit, rearrange and do all that stuff. So I'm believing that because I've seen it. I've seen myself freeze and not write and just get, you know, blocked so many times when you think about it too much. So that is my profound message for today. How about that? Don't think, just do it, and it will come to you. All right. Listen in tomorrow when we will have another exciting adventure of the Rex blog. Okay.